Hey everybody, it is the 7th of May, and hopefully when you are listening to this, it's already a beautiful spring day, but of course I recorded this beforehand, so who knows what the weather could be. You could wear shorts today, you could wear a sweater today, I don't know what you're in, but it's a day that God has given us, and we're going to give thanks for it today. I want to take you today to 1 Timothy Chapter 1, and I want to share with you a verse that was so meaningful to me when God called me into the ministry. I ran across it shortly after I started ministry back in 2001. It is a verse that I had never really paused on before. And this is Paul writing to his protege Timothy, and he says in the first chapter of 1 Timothy, in the 14th verse, he says, "I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service." Now, Paul was a pastor. He was mentoring a young pastor, Timothy, here. But I want you to think about this verse in regards to every Christian. You see, we carry the name of Christ with us. We carry the title of Christians with us. And you know, so often we tell people, or we think to ourselves, or we talk about in Christianity, the awesomeness of trusting God. And I want to read this verse to you one more time, because this verse isn't about trusting God. This verse is about God trusting us. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service." You see, this verse doesn't just have to be about Paul, but this verse is an overarching truth that reminds us that God considers all of us trustworthy, appointing us to his service. Because pastors aren't the only ones, pastors and teachers aren't the only ones that are to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has entrusted that to you. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that we are the priesthood of all believers, meaning that everyone is a priest. Everyone is a minister who carries that name of Christian. No longer is there, as there was in the Old Testament, a hierarchy. That is a very steep hierarchy, if you think about a triangle, a steep pyramid of leadership. But it is God ordaining all of us to do his work. So I don't know how worthy you feel today, but I want to take a moment and thank God that he has given you strength, that he has considered you trustworthy, and that he has appointed you to his service. In what way today can you serve Jesus? Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus our Lord, who has given us strength. Thank you so much for considering us trustworthy. Thank you so much for appointing us all to your service. Lord, for the people hearing this today, would you, through the power of your Holy Spirit, remind them that they are spokespeople for the Most High King. They are representatives of the King's court, the King being Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you look at us and you do not see disqualified followers, but you have given us, Lord, everything we need to make your name known, to make you famous, and to make people notice something different about us. So today, as we walk into today, would you give us the light of Jesus? And Lord, as we walk through our day today, would people notice and be attracted not to us, but be attracted to you in us? thank you, Lord, so much for calling us worthy. Forgive us when we buy the lie from the enemy that we're not good enough. For you have called us to be your hands, your feet, and your representatives. And for that, today, we thank you for trusting us. Lord, we trust you that you can use us today. In Jesus' name, amen.